Hi, it's Danny D, back with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I am joined today by Dr. Vicencio, Chief Medical Officer at Near North Health, and Dr. Watson, Ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine, and he also sees patients at Near North. How are the both of you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Doing well, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming back for part two of our conversation, and Dr. Watson, we're here to talk about ophthalmology and diabetes. So what are the basics of eye care, and how do we keep our eyes healthy?
I think the first step is getting your eyes examined. You know, a lot of people have family members that may have eye disease and that prompts them to get eye screenings. But otherwise, you know, some people that feel fine don't necessarily get the screenings. But at Near North, we have a variety of programs that do eye screenings. And if, you know, need be, see me or one of our ophthalmologists at one of the sites. But the biggest thing is just going to get seen, where that's seeing your primary care doctor and them ordering some screenings, you know, making an appointment to see the ophthalmologist and having the eyes examined.
Thank you, Dr. Watson. And Dr. Vicencio, what would you say is the first step?
I agree with Dr. Watson. The first line is typically the annual exam or your annual physical, especially if you have diabetes or hypertension or any chronic medical condition from previous, because we can see a lot of changes in the eye before we'll see any changes in the heart or lungs or kidneys or other organs. It's a very easy and effective way of kind of picking up how your diabetes or hypertension is doing. It's usually very painless. We have certain ways of looking into your eye, but then Dr. Watson and his team have other ways of getting a better picture. And some of our technology that we now have kind of make it very simple to look in the back of the eye and gives Dr. Watson kind of an advanced view of what he can do when he actually gets you in the chair.
Dr. Vicencio, that key word for me was painless. So I'm sure I'm not the only one.
It's very rare that we get to use that word in medicine nowadays, but that's just one of the situations we can.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Dr. Vicencio. I'm Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, presented by Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Watson, what are some common ailments that you see from patients at Near North, and how do you treat them?
The most common ailments that I see at ComEd and Near North are cataracts, glaucoma, in diabetic issues in the back of the eyes. And so that requires taking a look. Once again, you know, there are some quote-unquote painless ways to take a look into the back of the eye. But, you know, the best way is to come get an exam, and that will require getting your eyes dilated. And so dilation requires your pupils to become bigger, and that can make your vision a little bit blurry for a few hours, but it's, you know, it's painless and it does wear off after a few hours. But that really gives the ophthalmologist the best look to see what's going on or if there's any issues that we can help you out with.
And Dr. Watson, how does diabetes affect the eyes?
So diabetes simply is actually a disease of the blood vessels. So through an eye exam, we can actually view the blood vessels. It's the rare part of the body where someone can actually look physically at the blood vessels. And so as diabetes progresses, it can damage the inside of the blood vessels. And when it does, it can allow things that are supposed to stay in the blood vessels to leak out. And so what happens in the eyes is that the retina, where we see a lot of the blood vessels that diabetes affects, we see things that are not supposed to be outside the blood vessels inside the retina. And so that can cause a lot of problems in the eyes and, you know, unfortunately lead to blindness in some cases. And so it's real important that we don't get to that point if you do have diabetic problems in the eyes. And, you know, by getting screenings and having your annual exams and, you know, keeping good control of your diabetes is a great way to prevent those issues from happening in the eyes.
Thank you for this important information. And this is Voices of Better Medicine, presented by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D. And Dr. Vicencio, what makes the relationship unique between Northwestern Medicine and Near North Health?
Our colleagues can tell us whether what we're actually doing is really helpful for the patient or whether we need to spend a little bit more time together. So those are the kind of things that Dr. Watson and his colleagues are able to help us primary care doctors with.
And Dr. Watson, I see that you have something to add.
It's real important to get on top of things before they happen. And a lot of the eye screenings can find out mild changes, which then can prompt Dr. Vicencio and his team to intervene a little bit faster than they would otherwise. And so it's really important that you intervene early, preventative medicine, as we like to call it, to help, you know, prevent a lot of these blinding conditions.
Got it. We have to stay on top of things. And then also, what should our listeners know about keeping their eyes healthy, Dr. Watson?
So the eyes are mostly an extension of the body. So if you can live a healthy lifestyle, the eyes will typically follow. Unfortunately, there are some eye conditions that will occur no matter how healthy you are. And that's just the luck of the draw, unfortunately. There are some normal aging changes, such as cataracts, that we all will get if we are able to live long enough, despite if you're the healthiest person or the unhealthiest person, we all will get cataracts eventually. And there's other conditions that are natural aging changes as well that occur in the eye. But for the most part, some of the conditions that can occur in the eye, such as diabetes, are preventable.
And there you go. A lot of helpful information. Thank you so much, Dr. Vicencio and Dr. Watson.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.